is Thursday, December the 15th, 2022. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 81 through 7, 17 through 19, and then 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 17, and then Galatians 3, 23 through 29. I'm going to take a look at 2 Samuel and talk about how it's all good until it isn't. Let's just say, when things are going well, it's easy to assume that it's all good, right? Everything looks great, everything feels great, everything seems to be working great, so yeah, it's all good. And that's the way things have been going for David at this point in his life, here where we catch up with him here in 2 Samuel. He has been victorious. God, as it says right here, has given him rest from all of his enemies, so, right, you know, he's pretty much made the boundaries of the territory safe of the nation of Israel. He's actually expanded the territories. I'm expounding. He expanded. And so, you know, when he comes to Nathan, the prophet Nathan, with the big idea for a temple project, Nathan says yes, right? And why not? Why wouldn't he? First of all, what's not to like? It's a nice permanent home for the Ark of the Covenant, you know, which is like the footstool of God in the world. It's a house for God. So, you know, that's a great thing, right? That's a good thing. Secondly, God has been really good to David, and all the things have been going really well, so God must therefore be okay with David. So he must be completely on his side. So sure, yeah, Nathan says, why not? You know, build away, go do it, because the Lord is with you, obviously, duh. And so it's all good until it isn't. And see, that's what happens. Nathan messed up. And I know, I mean, it's harsh to say about, like, one of God's prophets, because, you know, the prophets never mess up. Nathan kind of messed up here, as, you know, kind of sort of the worst way for a prophet to mess up. He read the tea leaves all wrong, so to speak. God had other plans, apparently. That's what happens next in the passage here in verse 4. But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan and said, go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? It's not that God was offended, but he goes on to say, basically, he had never asked for one. He asks him that. He's like, have I said to you or to anyone ever that I was not okay with traveling around Israel in my, you know, in my RV? Like I've said before, it's like an RV for God, the tabernacle. It's like, I've been doing this since I got dragged y'all's butts out of Egypt, you know, so I'm okay with it. It wasn't that, even though what David is asking, is bad. It's just that, or even that Nathan is generally wrong about how God feels about David at this point. But Nathan was lazy. He didn't ask God the specific question that David was asking. And this is kind of almost comes to the defense of David, because David comes to the prophet wanting clarification on that. And it's the prophet's job to specifically ask God, what the dealio is. And so Nathan was lazy. He didn't ask God the specific question that David was asking. And that was his issue, not David's. So anyway, that's the DBR. Get out. Enjoy the day. We'll see you tomorrow. Boop. Thank you.